And NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is taking questions now after making his first public comments in more than a week about the football player domestic violence scandal that's dogged him and the league since February, when that grainy surveillance camera caught the Baltimore Ravens' Ray Rice dragging his unconscious then-girlfriend out of a casino elevator. In his statements, Goodell once again apologized for initially only suspending Rice for 2 games.
I got it wrong in the handling of the Ray Rice matter. And I'm sorry for that. I got it wrong on a number of levels, from the process that I led to the decision that I reached. But now I will get it right and do whatever is necessary to accomplish that.
He also announced player education on domestic violence and support for the National Sexual Violence Resource Center. He said their calls on hotlines had gone up 80%. They couldn't handle it. The NFL is helping. But will that be enough for fans and sponsors? Shira Springer covers sports for the Boston Globe. Shira, what do you make of this?
Well, I make of it is it's a lot of talk right now. And, of course, you know, with, I believe it was 8 days since Roger Goodell last spoke publicly, when you have 8 days, you have a lot of time to think about saying the right things. And he certainly said all the right things, and he has promised to take what seemed to be all the right actions. The question is, and the question always is with the NFL, will they follow through? Yeah. Are they going to really take the action that they promised? Is the transparency that they promised going to be there in the way that they say it will be? And, you know, Goodell said that it may take until the Super Bowl next February to have all of this in place. Let's wait and see what happens,
Well, of course, the social media is just afire talking about this. Bill Simmons, an acerbic commentator, simply tweeted out blah, 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 implying that it's just talk. But there have been some, I thought, interesting moments. One of the first questions to him was from an NBC reporter who said, if these victims were someone you loved, would you be satisfied in what you did? And he said no.
And he shouldn't be. That's absolutely right. I mean, and I think he reiterated the fact that he did just about everything you could do wrong with the Ray Rice situation. He did it wrong. And I think the second question, or one of the early questions that was asked, was the fact, you know, mentioned the fact that Goodell has had almost unilateral power in making decisions about punishment for players' personal conduct. And would that change? And that's a really big issue here because he has been judge and jury in so many of these cases. And he said, as he did in his opening remarks, everything is on the table. Yeah. And again, it's another case of let's make sure and see if he does follow through with this.
Another question came from a female reporter, didn't catch her name. And she said, you said you repeatedly asked for the video of Ray Rice and you didn't get it. The people you say you asked said there is no record of you asking. He responded, oh, we asked for it on several occasions, so I'm sure reporters like yourself are going to be parsing that. But what is your sense? I mean, we've had sponsors pulling out. We've got games coming up. He was asked about people still wearing the jerseys of the players. You know, what's your sense of what happens now in the few seconds we have?
I think fans, I think sponsors are, you know, are all going to wait and see, you know, what actions actually take place. Is there forward movement or is this more talk and not the action that should be taking place?
So again,
and is the NFL still the same reactive league it's always been?
Yeah. Again, Commissioner Roger Goodell, 8 years helming the NFL, taking reporters' questions and saying, I got it wrong, I'm sorry. But Shira Springer, one of the reporters asking, and what happens now? Shira's with the Boston Globe. Thanks as always.
Thank you.